Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have a very special guest all the way from Wyoming, Laurie Yonker, who is the marketing director at RMI, who represents the Great American West. Laurie, you're very welcome to the program.
Oh, I thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's lovely. And tell us, it's early morning over there, I guess.
It is. I have no idea what time it is for you, but it's a nice, bright early morning for us.
Yeah, I think you're about 7 hours behind there, which is nice. And of course, I suppose, Laurie, just to give people an idea, the Great American West kind of conjures up some beautiful sort of real American ideals for people. Just to give people an idea, I suppose, we start, where are the Great American West states?
Yes. Well, biasly, I might say they're in the most beautiful part of the United States. We're on the western part of the United States. We're the states of Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. So three of our states actually border Canada. So if you're visualizing the United States, we're in the northwestern area, right along the Rocky Mountain region.
Wow, amazing. And in fact, in Montana, I've seen lots of programs about it, and a place that has been on my bucket list. I've traveled a lot around America, love beautiful Arizona, Colorado. I was ready to go before this dreaded COVID. So now that things are easing off, it's on my bucket list for this year or early next year on the sort of the whole size, I suppose. Laurie, what makes up, I mean, just to give us an overview of what makes up the Great American West states.
Yeah, we are perfectly Americana. When you picture, you know, what America was founded on, you're picturing our state. We have a wonderful Native American culture and history across our five-state region. The cowboy culture is alive and thriving. So you can see powwows and rodeos, majestic mountains, rivers, the rolling plains. We literally have a little bit of everything that you picture when you're imagining the Wild West of the United States.
Yeah, amazing. I suppose, and such a vast area, Laurie, as well. I mean, what would kind of be the most popular way or for people there when they go over on holidays? What is the kind of best choice of getting around, kind of car hire, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. We are definitely a large region. To put it in perspective, Montana alone is the same size as Germany. But where Germany has over 80 million people, Montana only has 1 million. So we have tons of wide open spaces and not a lot of people, a lot of rural areas and small towns. So places to get out, stretch, adventure, find your own path. But people definitely come over and rent a car and drive through the region or even get a motorhome. You know, camping across the region is obviously beautiful and wonderful. Tons of campgrounds in every single state because we absolutely love the great outdoors. So that's what we are promoting in a big way.
Yeah, I was having a look there at Platinum Travel's website, actually, and some of their fly drives. I know they do escorted tours as well, but really amazing. I suppose we can, I mean, I go back to a few years ago and I remember Brad Pitt fly fishing. Yeah. I think it was in Montana. And I remember thinking, I want to go there. I want to go there. It's just, it conjures up the real most beautiful nature and outdoors. It really is amazing. In terms of, for people here in Ireland, or in terms of getting there, how is connectivity?
Actually, it's not difficult to get into our region at all. There are over 200 flights a week coming from Ireland, from Dublin and Shannon, direct to the United States during the peak season. And you can easily fly into gateway cities that surround our region, such as Denver, Colorado, Minneapolis, Minnesota, or Salt Lake City, Utah, pick up a rental car and drive right into our region. There are lots of regional flights too that take you even deeper into our region if you want to fly into a smaller regional airport. All of that is really easy and really available.
I mean, yeah, very close by. I've had a lovely ski holidays around Colorado there. And I remember I was very posh in Aspen and Vail and Telluride. So I can imagine how beautiful it is up in your part of the woods. In terms of travel, Laurie, like for people, when is a good time to go to your area there?
Obviously, most people are coming in the middle of the summer, but if you want to avoid the crowds, May and September are just beautiful. Everything is green and the weather is still nice and there's just less people to deal with. So I'd certainly recommend the shoulder seasons. But if you love winter adventure too, there's some really amazing winter experiences you can have. You mentioned epic skiing and we have have that at Jackson Hole in Wyoming or Big Sky in Montana and many other resorts throughout the region. And Yellowstone National Park has really incredible winter experience too. The park doesn't close over the winter. You can take a snow coach and get in there and stay in the park even during the winter. And there's far less crowds to deal with if you do it that way.
Wow, amazing. And of course, Yellowstone made famous, I guess, again, recently by the wonderful television series. Is Yellowstone really, it's incredible. It conjures up the absolute majesty. I mean, I was looking recently at a National Geographic program and it was glaciers and, you know, the rivers, the fall. I mean, it looks just like the most, it's like almost like kind of a paradise of a place to visit.
It's so unique. I mean, it's America's first national park for a reason. It's turning 150 years old this year. It's full of really unique geothermal activities. So there's geysers going off all throughout the day, but the wildlife will really take your breath away. There's everything from bison roaming throughout the park, wolves, grizzly bears, bald eagles, all of those iconic American animals that you would hope to see, you can find in Yellowstone.
Amazing. And for a good sense of it, Laurie, how long would you recommend people to spend there in the park?
In the park, give yourself several days if you can. It is a very drivable park, but it is very large, so it will take you a while to make your way around and visit the many different geysers. But then also there's the Grand Canyon that we call the Grand Canyon within Yellowstone. There's so many features you're going to want to see. So give yourselves 2 to 3 days at a minimum.
In my experience at the moment, Laurie, lots of people now are kind of valuing travel, I think, more after sort of what we've been through in the last 2 years. And I think the outdoors and places like the Great American West and these places are really something that are now very uppermost in people's minds in terms of experiential and a different type of holiday.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about how long we've been deprived of travel and those bucket list items have really become important. The Great American West is full of bucket list destinations. I mean, when you think of America, you picture Mount Rushmore, and that's in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. We have national parks throughout our region. Theodore Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota is a pristine, very less visited national park. So when you're there, you really feel like you have the whole place to yourself. It's a really magical experience. Glacier National Park in Montana is absolutely an epic bucket list destination. It's just stunning with their glacial waters. And then even in Boise, which doesn't have a national park, it does have Craters of the Moon National Memorial Area Preserve. It is absolutely, you think you're walking on the moon, and they've actually had astronauts prep for moon landings in that terrain because it's so unique with the lava fields that are there. You know, Yellowstone has moved. Yellowstone is a super volcano, and it last erupted in Craters of the Moon area in Idaho. So if you're looking for a once in a lifetime experience and something you can't find anywhere else, you'll find it in our region.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really does conjure up that amazing sort of adventure. I guess in terms of, you know, giving yourself enough time to really experience what you're talking about here, 14, I suppose about 2 weeks you'd want at a minimum for a sort of a kind of a quick idea, Laurie, but ideally you'd probably want longer, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, I'd take you for 6 weeks if I could.
Have to do that digital nomad thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Is there good Wi-Fi up there? Yeah.
In pockets.
That's good and bad. Brilliant. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I would say most people spend anywhere from 10 to 18 days typically on a vacation in our region. And most likely you would visit 2, maybe 3 states in one of those visits. So really, if you wanted to see the whole 5 state in one trip, you would need 5 to 6 weeks to do it justice. But just come back multiple times. There's so much to see and do. You know, it's worth a repeat visit.
Incredible. And I mean, I was having a look there at some of the attractions, and I was looking at the website there on Platinum Travel, and I was like, things as you were saying there, you know, that you can have a frontline seat at a rodeo, the Native American powwow, as you were saying there, and Idaho, of course, we've all known the movies that have been made there and filmed there. I mean, it's movie heaven with its 21 scenic byways. You'd be really want about 2 months, wouldn't you? I mean, it looks incredible.
Absolutely. And there's so many activities. You know, if you want to have a Yellowstone, the series experience and stay on a ranch, There are amazing guest ranches across the region where you can have that really authentic cowboy experience. You can round up your own cattle and you can help work on a ranch. You can also go to one where you'll get a massage and a 5-course dinner. So whatever is your fancy, you can find it. But the Native American culture is really stunning across our region too. There's a lot of experiences that you can do even outside of the powwows, museums and cultural centers where you can really learn about that history, hear their language directly from these amazing Native American people. And so that is something that's very unique and we're really proud of in this region.
I mean, for people that love, I guess, outdoor activities and adventure, Laurie, you have so much there, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, the Rocky Mountains run right directly through our region. So if you want to do whitewater rafting, if you want to do fly fishing like Brad Pitt, you know, all of those opportunities are available in big, epic formats. But any type of hiking, biking, even in the winter, skiing and snowshoeing are very prevalent. And if it's something a little bit softer adventure, if you just want to enjoy a really great brewery tour, or you want to do some birding and wildlife watching, all of those experiences are really accessible in all 5 states.
Oh, amazing. So I'm getting the absolute sense that if you want to get outdoors and experience this real, the wide open spaces, road less travel, this is really the perfect part of America for this, isn't it?
I feel like it's perfect COVID rebound. If you're still a little bit nervous of being in big crowds and you just want to spread your legs and enjoy some time in the great outdoors, this is the perfect place to come. And when you do visit these small towns, you're going to be welcomed by some of the nicest people. So I really hope people get a chance to come and experience the great American West.
Yeah, friends of mine actually are planning a trip there, and they have friends who live over there, and they were telling them about the food, and they were saying that the food, we haven't even talked about that yet, but apparently the food is also, with all the beautiful forest and the terroir there, the food must be amazing as well, is it?
Of course. And, you know, we have some of our unique dishes. If you want to have a bison burger, that's available. Pheasant is a unique delicacy. Chislic is something really special in South Dakota that's like deep fried pieces of really great beef. Walleye, there's so many different things that you can't find just anywhere, but will be made home style for you in this region.
Wonderful. Well, Laurie, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. I feel like I want to do this cowboy ranch, fly fishing, rafting. I'm planning already in my head what I'm going to do, and I can't wait to get over. For people, Laurie, that want to go and check stuff out here, where are the best websites to have a look and sort of to plan their trips now?
The Great American West has a great website, thegreatamericanwest.uk, that you can check it out. Platinum Travel is a great partner. They have some really amazing tours that make it easy to come and visit our region. So check them out as well.
Wonderful. Well, Laurie Junker, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for getting up early and joining us today all the way from Wyoming. And as I said, we're looking very forward now to getting back out into the wild and the great outdoors. And it sounds like the Great American West is just the place to do it.
Oh, we'd love to have you come anytime.
Great, Laurie. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.